change your order of things. It's like, what? I was going to, do I need to stand? Good.
No.
I'm going to sit there. I'm Dana, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Dana.
Just trying to figure out what I was going to say when I got here, and it's always up to my higher power, because I've been in program 34 years, and I could talk for hours if I started at the beginning, and I can't do that, so how to... I do like country music. Thank you, God. That was awesome. October, God willing, be 35 years in program. And for a huge chunk of that, I was abstinent. I had a relapse 2.5 years ago that lasted a couple of years. I gained about 25 pounds, most of which are gone now, thanks to finally... It took me from Christmas Day until Labor Day for me to finally get surrendered enough around my food that I've had continuous abstinence since then. And most of that weight has gone back off. Which y'all know, it's way easier to gain weight than it is to lose weight. I don't know. I don't understand how 10 pounds can go on in 1 week and take 4 months to go off. And it gets worse as you get older. Just that's the bad news. I came into program weighing somewhere over 200 pounds, because I never weighed over 199. And I learned to identify myself as a grazer. I just really like to chew. I like to eat. I like to keep my mouth busy. And I particularly like this particular motion, especially with a book. I can keep that going. It's probably whatever the word is for continuous motion. So when I first came into program, my very first meeting, I heard somebody say that they ate 3 meals a day and nothing in between. And I thought, well, that would certainly be a goal. And for me to have no seconds. And I literally was graced from my first day with that. I think I've been graced all my life in that I've had a sense of a higher power. I grew up in a Christian church that I went because I wanted to sing. To prove that I didn't pay attention is when I was in college, part of my psych class was to participate in somebody's experiment. And the first question on the IQ test was, what was the name of the first book of the Bible? And I did not know it. So I really liked to sing, but I didn't pay attention. So my higher power today is way, way huger than any I could have imagined. But I came in knowing that there was something that loved me and cared for me. And I think that was a huge advantage, because from day one, I said yes to step one, and I said yes to step two. Well, excuse me, some of you heard me before. I said yes to the first half, but my life was definitely manageable. And step two, I said yes to the first half, but I was not insane. It's taken me 34 years to really get how crazy I am, and not only about food, but about a whole bunch of things. And I said, okay, you know, I'll give you my will of my life. I have no idea what that looks like. But I was graced with that first speaker who had done that, and it worked. So I can tell you it works. It doesn't require, you know, the big book says that self-knowledge avails us nothing, and I've been through therapy. I went back to school in psychology. I have a lot of self-knowledge, but that did not help me at all in my relapse, because, damn, I was going to eat it, and I could. And my relapse, for those of you who are getting older, was triggered by the fact that I had 30 years of recovery and fairly almost perfect abstinence, and I turned 75, and I said, I don't have to do that anymore. And it turns out I do have to do that every day, all of it. I even do more now than I did. I searched this morning in my big book, and I can't find the quote, but there's a quote in there somewhere early on that says that we don't get sober, we don't get abstinent because we need to. We get abstinent sober because we want to. And a huge part of my recovery has been really, really working with the word want. There's two words in the big book, I think, that are just like flash out at me constantly. One is if, and one is want. So I woke up this morning with this little list of things that I wrote down because I couldn't remember it. But this is sort of the process of my willingness, is I'd like to, And that was probably when I was a kid. I'd like to weigh 10 pounds less because I only was, I mean, by pictures, I was only about 10 minutes.
That's fine.
I was only about 10 pounds overweight when I was a kid. I was like, you know, I wouldn't kill, but I'd love to weigh what I weighed in sixth grade. I was 5'7 and 135 pounds, and I felt fat and tall and ugly. Mm-hmm. 135 pounds I haven't seen since sixth grade, probably. I'd like to weigh that, but I'm not willing to eat hardly anything. Then it progressed to I should lose weight, and that usually was other people. You should lose weight. You'd be so pretty. You could da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You all know the lines that go with I should lose weight. Then it was, I really need to lose weight. I got a little older, and the doctor saying, you need to lose weight. And that didn't work. And then it was, I have to lose weight. So I did Weight Watchers. I did one diet after the other. The only time I was successful was like 2 months, in, I can tell you the exact year, in 1966. Excuse me, I had to work my way back. And I think I lost like 20, 30 pounds. I saw my backbone for the first time. I was so thrilled. And I proceeded to get pregnant, and that was the end of that. Because getting pregnant, I was pregnant in the era of tent dresses. So it was heaven. Because before that, if I wore a tent dress, I looked pregnant. But now I could wear a tent dress because I was pregnant. So I gained 50 pounds with each baby. I have two babies. Gained 50 pounds. Never lost all of it. I did lose some of it. But that became the have-to era, and that really probably continued to weigh into recovery until I finally got I want. And that is my constant thing. My personal... You know, people ask what your favorite steps are. My favorite steps are all the steps, but my favorite steps are steps 6 and 7. To me, step 6 and 7 distinguish 12-step program from everything else in the world. I can go to therapy up the wazoo. I can find out all about me. I can find out all about my family. I can find out about all the things that I'm sad about. I can do inventories like crazy. I can see that I have a problem with pride and arrogance and know-it-allism and all the rest of that, which are my major faults. But this program gives us a magic, magic tool, as far as I'm concerned, and that's step 6 and 7. And at step 6, I finally realized, it says became entirely willing. Well, the word willing to me is like the word try. I'll try to be there on time. Somebody says that to you, you know they're going to be late. It's just, you know, it's like maybe and perhaps. So I had to get rid of the word try. In fact, that little tri-fold, T-R-I-fold, that says, I will try to do this. I finally had to cross out all the tries and say, I am happy. You know, I am willing to do these things. I do these things. Because the word try to me is an out. The same thing as whatever the word want, somehow or other has more power to me than the word I'm willing or I'd like to. If I really want something, I usually go for it. You know, I just learned that about myself. Maybe it doesn't work for you guys. So with step 6, it says become entirely willing to ask God remove these defects of character. That's close. I don't like the word defects of character. I'm on record. I really find them insulting. They really served me well, my defects. They got me through. I came into program at 45. They got me through 45 years of life, and some of them, OA also taught me to look and see that their opposite side was really good. You know, so sometimes when I procrastinate, there's a good reason for it. There's usually a good, in today's world, but if I'm doing it because I'm afraid, then it's another story. I tangentialize a lot, sorry. So I really, on step 6, say I want to be free of these habits, characteristics, whatever. And in today's life, a lot of them are just habits. This is a habit. This is like somebody with a cigarette. You know, people with cigarettes, they stop, their hands are still sort of like that. I'm really happy doing that. It gives me, it's part of the contentment thing. Probably like chewing my cud. So if I say that, then I can say on step 7, which is asked HP to humbly asked to remove these things. I say, I really want it, and please take them away. And I promise you that that works. I just promise you that that works. And a little sidebar to that. I was talking with somebody. Oh, I have no idea where I was going. Isn't this interesting? They talk about acting as if. And there's a wonderful thing in For Today, God forbid I should be a hypocrite and act as if. As if works. You know, act as if I believe that there's a God who gives a hoot about me. Act as if there's a higher power, something greater than, that knows I exist and cares that I exist. What is wrong with doing that? It doesn't hurt. And if it helps, well, like, thank you, thank you, thank you. I listen to so many people. I have trouble with the God thing. Make up something. You all know, you've heard people talk about from the book, big book, with the electric switch to the, you know, politics. I'm powerless. I know I'm powerless. Where is something that I know takes care of me? And that has worked for me just like forever. So I have like 3 minutes.
Yep, four.
So I just want to tell you what's going on today, because it's I've just had a radical change in the last 2 weeks, and I love it. First of all, it's been 3 weeks. I went away. My husband died 2 years ago, and it's the first time in my life I have not been in relationship with somebody for whom I had to compromise, make decisions together. It's a really interesting, it's horrible, but it's a really interesting, with programs, grace, a time of growth and change. So it was 2 years at the end of March, and I took myself off to Fort Bragg, and I thought I was going to have sort of a morose, time, and I had a ball. And when I got home, I realized that on that 2 days that I spent up there, that I liked being with myself. And that was like, oh my God. Just imagine that. And it says that, you know, you're going to like, you can like it. Today's reading, for God's sake, and For Today was about that. And I've always read that, oh yeah. These people who look in the mirror and say, I love you. It's like, no, that can do that. Somebody told me to do that the other day. It's like my sponsor told me to do it. That's fresh in my mind, because my automatic reaction, anything she says is no. I have a little defiance problem, too. Anyway, then I got home on a Monday, and I heard a speaker Wednesday night, and he said that part of his inventory was to look at his hopes and aspirations. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Because one of my problems is I've always been sort of depressed that I couldn't find out what my passion was. The other problem I have in this program is people talk about happy, joyous, and free. And I'm sorry I've never found that up until recently. I've had the joyous, and I certainly am free, but it's like, happy? I don't know. So I'm sharing this with you because maybe you had this same problem. Anyway, what I did, I sat and listened to him, and I thought, I wrote this down, what I need to do is go down and go through my whole life and really look and see times in my life when I was happy. And I'll tell you, I sat down and made that list, and it was a challenge because I discovered there were not a whole lot of times when I was happy. I had a good time. I was with people I loved. I was doing things that were enjoyable. But I actually was not happy. I thought, even back as a kid, when I went to birthday parties, they were fun. I hate to tell you, the only time I was happy was that piece of cake. But the rest of the time, I did not feel like I belonged. And I was like, da-da-da-da. So why? What is going on? And I've dealt with this question since I first came into OA. So 34 years of peeling this one onion is that I was brought up to be so concerned about what other people think that when I was out and about anywhere, they were not with Dana. They were with what Dana thought, what I thought I should be in that situation. And that was just like, oh my God, I'm still doing it. 34 years later, looking at what it does, being just indoctrinated with so important what other people think. And what went along with that, my grandmother was very clear that if I was who I was, people wouldn't like me. And that's just really potent medicine. And I immediately did a step. I told my sponsor about it. I shared in a meeting about it. And I said, God, you know, I obviously am not able to stop this particular game that I've just automatic. And dang, a step 6 and 7 don't work. And I was somewhere the other day and I thought, wow, I'm happy. So I'm just thrilled with how this program works. If you're a newcomer, keep coming back. It works. If you're an old timer and having trouble, keep coming back. It works. And thank God for all of you, and thanks for inviting me to be here.